Stay in the game at sports.kbec.com. Complete coverage of Ellis County sports from Classic Texas.
KBEC.
Sports.kbec.com presents The Press Box. The Press Box is brought to you by Jerry's J&W Carpet in Midlothian. Drive a little and save a lot at Jerry's J&W Carpet. The Press Box is your source for Ellis County High School sports. Give us a call at 972-923-1390, option 1. And now, here's tonight's show.
3, 2, 1. We're on the air live here at the World Broadcast Headquarters of KBEC Radio. This is The Press Box. I'm Chad Hicks, along with Adam Olson, under the exquisite production, Mr. Yo-Yo Dave Van Zandt, as always.
I'm glad that A&M education helps you count backwards.
It does. I can do the alphabet backwards, too, if y'all ever want to hear me.
No, okay. That's too hard for me to figure out if you got all the letters.
So. Yo, I'm going to give you kudos, as I often do, when the weather is perfect. But, dude, you've been doing pretty good on that weather. I appreciate that.
Well, that's why I didn't talk about Thursday and Friday.
It wasn't that bad Thursday and Friday, though.
No, it's coming Thursday and Friday.
Oh, this is coming up. I'm sorry.
Rain in the forecast for Thursday, Friday, and maybe even Saturday.
So. I was thinking about how great the weekend was.
Oh, no, the weekend was great, and I went out and played golf with two of my sons, and I beat one and lost to the other by one stroke.
So. One stroke. Man, that's close enough. I mean, he owes you a stroke here and there.
Well, you know, I keep telling him I get a stroke, a hole, and two gotchas whenever we get started, and he's not really happy about that.
I got you. Speaking of gotchas.
Yeah.
Adam, how you doing?
I'm good. Fellas, we enjoyed the weather as well this weekend, and I went into full dad mode. Let me tell you something. So part of the ritual of being a dad, of course, involves mowing of the lawn. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the weed eating and the edging.
I'm glad I'm past all that.
Yeah. So I got out there and I was weed eating my tail off, and it is not fun. I wish I had a pit crew to change out the threading of the weed eater. Because then I'd be weed so hard university, but man, that's tough, man.
Are you familiar with the cord, the fishing string, whatever you want to call it, that has the wire braided into it?
No.
Oh, you got to have that, dude. It won't break near as much.
Change the game.
It'll cost you maybe $10 more per spool, but you won't have to change it near as much.
Gosh, dog, man. Yeah.
You can get it at your local big box. What did they call that? Yo-Yo Home Improvement?
Home Improvement.
Retail outlet.
Big box store.
Yeah. It's orange, and it's on the north side of town.
Yeah,
I'm sure they sell it at the blue one, too, but one of those two I have it.
The way I take those directions is it's right close to where I live.
Yeah, right close to where you live, up there yonder.
Yeah.
I found myself at the orange place this weekend, which is another very dad thing to do.
I had to go twice, and I don't like really going there. But.
Yeah.
But if they'd start advertising with us and put some money in our pocket, man, I'd love it. It'd be the best
orange,
place
blue,
ever.
It don't matter.
I am forbidden to go to that store, either one of them, the orange one or the blue one, because I will spend a couple of hours in there. Two places I'm not allowed to go to, the home improvement store or the bookstore. I will be there for hours.
Really? The bookstore?
Yes.
You're a scholar, Yo-Yo.
I'll grab one of them books and sit down in them easy chairs and just
instead of buying it. Yeah, so is this like your wife not allowing you to go or the owner of the bookstore you don't buy anything? Just reading the merchandise.
The only time the wife will let me go to one of those two stores is if she's going to go out shopping somewhere or she's getting her nails did. That gives me the time to go out there.
I got you.
But then she still has to call me. Come get me.
I got you. So. What about, are you musically inclined, Yo-Yo?
Somewhat.
So do you play guitar?
I used to, yes.
So would you go to a guitar store and just sit in there and just play and play and play?
Yeah, I did until I found out there's two songs that you can't play in, like Guitar Center and things like that.
Yeah, Stairway to Heaven.
That's one of them. The other one is Wagon Wheel.
What is Bob Dylan?
No, well, I don't know who really did it, though. Gosh, now I can't think of that. We've got it here on the
Now, Darius Rucker,
that's who it is.
Yeah. Hootie?
Yeah,
Hootie, but
he
not the blowfish.
Switched over to country, and he's just doing, and he does a version of Wagon Wheel. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, well, my son used to work at Guitar Center down in Austin, and he said, "Boy, as soon as they heard the first few chords of that, the people will be coming over
asking you to leave.
You're not able to play that one anymore. Thank you very much."
Because they just get tired of hearing it. Is that what the deal is?
And
it
must the Stairway to Heaven is the universal one.
There are many, many non-guitar playing people in the world that have that one absolutely mastered. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, speaking of Stairway to Heaven, we had a heavenly weekend with the NFL draft.
We did?
Yes, sir.
When you say we, does that include the Cowboys?
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
And our guest can weigh in on this a little bit later. Which was the biggest national news story? The Bruins losing Game 7,
mm-hmm.
the Stars winning Game 6,
mm-hmm.
Texas Rangers winning 3 out of 4 against the Yankees?
So you ask us 2 hockey questions and a baseball question.
Well, that's all I want.
All of us live in Texas.
And the answer would be the NFL draft.
Well, okay. All right.
Of those 3, I'd have to go the Rangers just because of the regionality of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Boy, you beat the 3 out of 4 against the Yankees. You've done something as far as Texas Rangers lore.
I would think so, right, for sure. So. Yeah.
Well, so let's talk about this Cowboys draft real quick.
All right.
And so we got some semi-local ties. So their first round pick was an interior defensive lineman named Mozzie Smith out of Michigan. Second round pick
was
Luke Schoonemaker.
What? Another Go Big Blue?
Tight end out of Michigan. So their first
two picks.
What,
are we just going to play with Michigan's team? Yeah, what are we doing?
Semi-final 2 years in a row. And then third round pick, DeMarvion Overshown, linebacker from Texas. He was a 5th-year guy from the great sprawling metropolis of ARP, Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yes, ARP, baby. ARP. 4th round pick was defensive end Vilami Fajoko Jr. out of San Jose State. 5th round pick, Asim Richards, offensive tackle, North Carolina. 6th round pick, Eric Scott Jr. out of Southern Miss. He was a cornerback. Another 6th-round pick. The Deuce is loose. Deuce Vaughn, running back out of Kansas
State. Is he the shortest guy in the draft?
Boy, 5'6", 176. And he is from Cedar Park in Round Rock. And then 7th-round pick, Jalen Brooks, wide receiver out of South Carolina. So of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 draft picks that they had, 2 are local
from Texas
high school kids.
Good.
Nice.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Is.
Yes.
And one of them was a 5th-year guy, huh?
Yeah, DeMarvion Overshown used that because he played as a true freshman, but he used that that COVID year that they were given in 2020. So he was
to get him some more NIL money.
Yes, sir.
And so he might be taking a cut in pay going to the NFL.
It's possible. He was agent zero. He was number 0 for Texas.
It'll be interesting to see what the NIL does to that, you know, because typically a 5th-year guy is not a 3rd-round pick, right? If you're right, in this day and age, the mindset is if you're around that long, something's wrong with you, you know?
Yep.
And so, but with NIL, it kind of changes the game a little bit because seriously, some of those people could be making a whole heck of a lot more in theory off of their collegiate boosters than they are what they would make in a rookie contract in the NFL.
Yeah.
Especially the later round, you know, that 4th, 5th, 6th pick or whatever, which if you're in that zone, you're highly suspect of being cut, but you know you're gonna struggle to make the team to begin with.
Well, I want to talk about weather again here, guys. I'm gonna jump back in here.
We're going back to the weather.
Yeah, because you know, because
holy
of the
moly
threat of weather, the Waxahachie Indians baseball team did not play their game Friday at Paul Richards Park.
Oh, the PRP.
That's right. So they're playing this afternoon.
Tonight
this evening.
They're playing.
Yeah, they're playing tonight. That's right. So we've got. We got to wrap this show up a little bit early because we got the pregame show starting at 6:15. We've got first pitch at 7 o'clock.
Time out, just 1 minute.
Time out one time.
Time. If I come in here, I get full pay. So if I have to leave early, I still demand full pay.
Well, you get full pay, but your 40 interns don't.
Okay.
They get all cut right. 10 minutes. So.
Well, see, and here's I let the word out that they were playing baseball tonight. That's why there weren't many autograph seekers here for me tonight.
Yeah, they're waiting for you out there at PRP.
Yeah, they're thinking I'm going to the PRP.
Well, if they'd known our guest was coming up, hey. We probably would have had to hire extra security. Security!
That's why we kept it on the
security!
Well, we'll give you a little tease. There's Adam, if you didn't know this, there's a new sheriff in town. Athletic sheriff in town.
Yep. And he's rocking the green. He looks great in it.
He does. Yes, in fact, I was kind of jealous of that little quarter zip he was wearing.
Boy.
You know, I'd take two of those.
Hoorah one of those things.
I'd wear two of those so that I have one I'm wearing doing the football in here.
Looking pretty sweet. So let's do this. Since we got to cut loose a little early, what did you tell me, Yo-Yo, 6:48? Is that what we're doing?
6:48, we're going to try to cut it out of here around that time.
Shift it over to the great voice of Ken Robertson, the old left-hander, Mike Turner.
Yep.
All right, so if we're going to do that, why don't we go to break? And when we come back, we have in studio live here at the World Broadcast headquarters of KBEC Radio, the new executive athletic director for Waxahachie, Mr. Jared Womack. So let's go to break. We'll be back in just a minute.
All right, so let's talk about Wayne Price Heating and Air Conditioning. They're right here in Waxahachie. They provide the superior HVAC expertise that you demand for the highest quality results for your AC repair and heating needs. Call Wayne Price Heating and Air Conditioning today at 972-834-2568. Write that number down because you're going to need it, 972-834-2568. And learn more about all of their HVAC contractor services. That's Wayne Price Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll be right back with more of the Press Box right after these important messages on KBEC.
My name is Caden Redd, and I'm a 2022 graduate of Waxahachie High School. As a former WISD student who was afforded excellent opportunities for involvement and great educators along the way, I understand the importance of this bond package. The community valued education when I was in school, and it has helped me be who I am today because of every opportunity I had. Every student deserves the same opportunities I had, and in order for WISD to offer what I had, we must vote yes for Hatchie. I was blessed to have community support as a student, and now it is my turn to vote to continue supporting future generations in WISD.
Vote yes for Hatchie. Early voting April 24th through 29th and May 1st and 2nd. Election day, May 6th. Political ad paid for by Vote Yes for Waxahachie ISD. P.O. Box 3001, Waxahachie, Texas 75168.
Hey, Rachel, let's go to Scarborough Renaissance Festival again.
Really? We have so much fun there last time.
Oh, remember those cute nights we met at the wine tasting event?
OMG, so much fun.
The artisan marketplace filled with exquisite crafts, 20 stages of nonstop entertainment, and wine tasting with knights. Let's go.
Scarborough Renaissance Festival, weekends now through May 29th. Get discount tickets today at srfestival.com.
Alloyed Garage Door and Opener Repair is your one-stop shop for sales, service, and repairs. And they're your residential repair experts. They carry all makes and models of garage doors and electric openers, such as Genie, Sears, and LiftMaster. And they'll accept MasterCard, Visa, Discover, or American Express, or your local check. Service is solid as steel. Alloyed Garage Door and Opener Repair, 972-938-7774. KBEC.
And now back to the Press Box on KBEC.
See how quick we can sell stuff, man? It just comes and goes so fast, and everybody's out there buying everything that our sponsors and advertisers are out peddling and all that. Outstanding.
I'm telling you.
We greatly appreciate all of our listeners.
We sure do. Keeps the lights on.
All of our listener. Buying stuff from our sponsor.
All of our listener.
Are we going singular? Keep the light on?
Yeah, keep the light on.
We want to thank each and every one of you. So thank you. And right.
Line up, single file. So as we teased before we went to break, in studio with us, and I'm sure, Yo-Yo, you got the drum roll and the clap.
I got it all right.
Look at that. There it is. That's what I'm looking for.
There it is.
In studio, we have Mr. Jared Womack, the new executive athletic director for Waxahachie ISD. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening, guys. I'm doing great. Thank y'all very much for that that round of applause and the, yes, and the drum roll. That was
fantastic.
Yo,
wasn't
thank
it?
You for that. Yes, sir.
All right. So here's the awkward question that I'm going to get off to right off the bat. If you came here as a coach, we'd call you a coach. If you come here as a principal, we call you Mr. You come here as an athletic director, man, we're just real confused. We don't know what to call you. So what do we call you?
I would love to continue to be called coach. I think that's in my DNA. Boom. And that's going to be the people that I'm working hard with. And, you know, at the end of the day, I you know, that's I hope my grandkids call me that someday. So, no, the Mr. part, I have some people call me that. It just doesn't sound right, because I think back to all those kids that I coached all those years, and yep, they said my name as Coach Womack many, many times.
It's a badge of honor, isn't it?
It sure is, absolutely. And it's it's the greatest profession in the world. You know, a lot of people say that you have the ability as a coach to impact more people in 1 year than most people impact in a lifetime.
That's right.
And I truly believe that.
Yeah. And you also get these kids, I've thought about this, and I don't mean to get too far off on a tangent, but you know, when it comes time to retire and you look back at your 30, 35, 40 years, whatever that number is, right, that's your career. But as you go through that career, you can look at it in terms of generations. So like a math teacher, for example, it's year to year, right? You got a class full of kids, you got 1 year to do the best you can with them. And then you move on. And there's some cases where, they may teach juniors and sophomores, or juniors and seniors, whatever that is. So you get them multiple years. But for the most part, I tend to think of it from year to year. When you're a coach, I divide it, and this is just my opinion, but I kind of divide it into three categories. First, you got junior high sports, which is absolute chaos. Then you have ninth grade sports, which is organized chaos. But then once the kid becomes a sophomore, now you can start to kind of groom on them and work them towards that varsity level of play. So that generation is 3 years long. Do you ever think of it in terms of that?
You know, that's a great way to look at it. You know, I see it as, you know, as our athletes move from, you know, some type of Pee Wee League or some type of youth sports system. You know, what I hope for is that they have a vision of what we're going to do here in Waxahachie, stepping into their sixth and seventh grade years with either a pre-athletic class or or seventh grade athletics, you know. And and I think our head coaches, you know, they have a desire to be involved at least with their junior high coaches, and when they can get down to the junior highs, a level of starting to interact with those kids and give them a vision of what that sport looks like. So I do see your point though. There's definitely some chaos in that junior high level, and then, you know, ninth grade you start to refine it, and then once you get into that sophomore, junior, senior year, you know, obviously it gets refined a little more. But really the overall idea is for our athletes here in Waxahachie to have that experience of what that head coach visualizes as their program from the time they step into sixth and seventh grade all the way from, you know, that point to graduation.
Sure, sure, yeah. And going back to your point about being called coach, my dad was a coach as well. However, when I went through high school, he had become a principal. And so now, like, when somebody calls me Mr. Hicks, I mean, man, PTSD kicks in hard. I'm looking around like, where's my dad? You know,
right.
It's kind of weird that way. But yeah, he still appreciates being called coach. You know, even though he hadn't coached since the mid 70s or so, it's been a long, long time.
Well, anytime you see, you know, a coach that's retired or, you know, someone that impacted kids' lives at some point in their career, you know, most of the time that coach stigma sticks with them because that's who they were, and that's a great honor for those people to be called that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so if we can, coach, let's talk about where you're from, right? And I know that we're all from the same place, which is the household that your parents or guardian provided for you at birth, right? We have no choice in that, but you got here as quick as you could, just like I did, and Adam did and all that. But what is your background? Where are you from originally?
You know, like most coaches, you know, your journey takes you a little bit through the years. And but I grew up in the oil patch. I was a West Texas kid, grew up in Midland, Odessa. And, you know, that's really where I fell in love with athletics. My brother was in the marching band at Odessa Permian in the 80s. And, you know, there was no better place to be than Ratliff Stadium on a Friday night in the 80s. And, you know, they made some big runs then and played a lot of games in Old Cowboy Stadium. And, you know, that band would march in 400 deep. And, you know, I fell in love with all the things that come with a Friday night experience, which is a lot more than what most people think. There's the band and the cheer and the dance teams. You know, it's a place your community comes and supports all those people. And then there's this game called football that I really fell in love with. And, you know, to be in Odessa during those times and be a kid, no better place to be really in the state of Texas. And from that point, you know, I graduated from Midland Christian School. I went over and played there. Was able to play in a lot of different sports during that time. Wanted to have an opportunity to play multiple sports, and that's what took me to a smaller school. But really, you know, having both of those experiences as a kid, watching Permian play, and then getting to play all the different sports at Midland Christian, kind of was the base of what I do today. And you know, just the ability to support all the different sports, but more importantly, just to be someone that can be an advocate for our kids in what becomes more of a challenging world every day. But going back to the path I was on, I finished up playing at Midland Christian and had to go had an opportunity to go play college football at a small school in Illinois. I think it was the only offer I had, so I went to Greenville College, and you know, being from West Texas and then going to Greenville College in Illinois, there was nothing west that was green, and then all of a sudden I was in Illinois and there's cornfields.
Yeah, I was gonna say you saw corn taller than the trees.
Yes, sir. Surrounded our practice field and had a great had a guy named Ralph Harris, Coach Harris, and he was our offensive coordinator. He recruited me and about 9 other guys to go up there and play, and we got to play. We weren't very good, so you know, teams that typically aren't very good, your freshmen get to play a lot. So we played a lot, and got to experience you know, some weather up there in November and December. So he brought us all in his house in December right before Christmas break and said, hey, I've been offered the offensive coordinator job at a place back in Texas, and that's all we needed to hear. We were in. And so Pete Fredenberg had called him and offered him the offensive coordinator job at Mary Hardin Baylor.
Okay, in Belton.
Belton, Texas, yes, sir. And so we had never been to Belton, or I hadn't, and I don't think any of my teammates had either, but it didn't matter. It had the word Texas in it, and that's all that mattered at that point. So we all loaded up and transferred at semester. And you know, Coach Fredenberg, you know, you look, I guess, 20 years later and the legacy he's left there and multiple national championships. And we were part of the start of that program there.
Well, that's cool. Real cool.
The crew, man. The crew.
That's right.
All right. So, Coach, talk to us about your playing days at Mary Hardin Baylor. And then I see here, once you got done playing, you were a GA, a graduate assistant at TCU. So I'm real interested to hear that.
Yeah, so obviously had you know, had a great experience as a player at Mary Hardin Baylor. You know, the first day we all showed up there, that first fall camp, there was 212 of us, and they put us in alphabetical order. And being Womack, I'm always at the last of those lines since kindergarten. And there was one guy behind me. His name was Adam Zapalak. I'll never forget that. And anyway, it was almost like you know, the stories you've heard about, you know, camps, and we had guys bailing out in the middle of the night. And, you know, I had a red helmet there for about a week because we had to go borrow Belton's extra equipment.
Really?
And so as guys bailed out, you know, we'd get there early and try to go get the guys that didn't show back up their better equipment. So I had a purple helmet there within the first week. But, no, great experience there. Coach Fredenberg was, again, a great influence for what I'm doing today. You know, Corky Nelson, the staff there was amazing. A lot of Baylor, ex-Baylor coaches that kind of finished their career there. We ended up, you know, beating Hardin-Simmons my third year, and that was kind of the turning point with that big win over them. You know, the rest is history. I wasn't able to go on any of those big runs they've been on the last 15 years, but a lot of pride in what that program looks like. And then transitioning into my first coaching position, which was, like you said, a video graduate assistant job, and that was Gary Patterson's first year at TCU.
Yeah.
So I feel very blessed to have been really underneath, you know, some great high school coaches, Mike Spradland at Midland Christian. But then you look down the road, and I got to play for Pete Fredenberg and then work for Gary Patterson. And the Gary Patterson you see on the sidelines with the towel around his neck, sweating it out, he's that guy from 6 a.m. all the way through the day. And you know, very intense, but also just a great leader, and learned a lot from him. I was, like I said, I was a graduate assistant. I was the guy doing all the stuff that makes you, as you look back on your career, you know, respect the lessons learned and those small duties you do every day.
And you, Coach, you said you were a video GA, is that correct?
Yeah, so they, you know, now they have
VHS tapes. Yeah, how mad are you?
They were beta. I think they were beta.
Better than reel to reel.
It was better quality.
Now it's all digital, man.
Yeah, and I got to do, that sounds like a glamorous job, but I got to deal with NFL scouts and you know, I drove the video to DFW Airport and then swapped it on American Airlines.
Yes, sir.
And then just, you know, got to sit in those rooms with those coaches and you know, be their gopher and just listen and learn. And it was a great experience.
Awesome.
And that was Patterson's first year, so it'd be the year after Franchione left.
That's correct. Yeah. Coach Franchione had just left, and Coach Patterson got the job. And like I said, you know, it was a job that I will always remember as a crucial time as a coach as I was growing up through the coaching ranks.
I got you. All right. So you come to us via Stephenville Yellow Jackets, and then you went there via Jim Ned. Is that correct?
That's correct. So kind of my path after TCU, you know, I had an opportunity at that point to make a decision if I was going to go the college route or go back the high school route. And I had one of the assistant coaches at TCU pull me aside and he took me out to dinner quite a bit. And he said, man, you know, this is a glamorous lifestyle. We get to do, you know, the travel and all that. He said, man, but I'm telling you, if you want to go coach and make an impact on kids' lives, go that high school route because you can really influence and develop those kids and you're not on the road recruiting. So I had my first opportunity to go coach again for a guy that I have a lot of respect for, Jeff Cheatham at Salado. Jeff just got actually the athletic director job at Round Rock about 2 months ago. But Coach Cheatham gave me my first chance as a high school coach, and I did it all. You know, you do the junior high, you do the basketball, you do the powerlifting, you do the had the PE class. My PE class striped the football field on Friday. We did all the things that I think a lot of young coaches these days don't have the experience of doing, so they don't understand what all that looks like. Right. But really had a great opportunity to learn there. And then from Salado, I went to a place at Brownwood and worked for Steve Freeman in Brownwood. Yep. And then from there got to go work for my high school head coach that had been at Midland Christian. And then years later got the Abilene Cooper job. And at Abilene Cooper, I was there for 9 years and really, again, you know, was surrounded by a lot of guys that were young and driven. You know, that staff was exciting to work with and work for. You know, and then had my first opportunity to get my first head football job, athletic director job, just right there south of Abilene in Tuscola, Texas, Jim Ned. And, you know, took the opportunity to go jump on that. And 3 years later, really felt like we had done a great job there. And you know, had gotten the playoffs for the first time in 7 years, went 9-3 that last year. And I had two baby girls at that point when we hadn't talked about my family. But
no, we were going to get there.
Decided at that point. Yeah, as long as you make sure you wrap back around because my wife's listening. But, you know, had an opportunity at that point to take the athletic director job there in Stephenville and had some connections there with kind of the Art Briles tree and Sterling Doty. And so it took that opportunity. And then about a month ago, this opportunity, you know, started being bounced around my household. And you know, Dr. Hollingsworth and the board of directors, you know, they approved that position about 10 days ago on Friday. And we're blessed to be here. We're excited about being here.
Yeah. Well, and likewise, we're excited for you to be here. Mm-hmm. So, all right, let's do this real quick. And since we're on a tight schedule, Yo-Yo, let's go to break real fast. We'll run our commercials again, and then we'll be back and we can finish up at that point. Can we do that, Yo-Yo?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, let's do that. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
If you are ever in need of a wrecker service, call TowPro Wrecker Service at 972-938-3221. They're the pros that can give you a tow. TowPro handles small and heavy towing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Danny and his crew have been serving this area since the year 2000. Let them put their experience to work for you. Call 972-938-3221 or email at towprowax@gmail.com. TowPro Wrecker Service.
Blue Bonnet Barbecue, where melt-in-your-mouth barbecue is slow-smoked to perfection and the southern hospitality is absolutely free. Our menu is packed with family favorites and one-of-a-kind dishes you'll only find at the Blue Bonnet. Join us at our restaurant or check out our catering menu. Get in touch today and get on the catering schedule. Whether on-site or off-site, we make event planning easy with our full-service catering menu. We're open Thursday through Sunday, 11 a.m. until we sell out of barbecue. 3921 U.S. Highway 287 in Waxahachie, or give us a call at 972-923-8921. You can also check us out online, bluebonnetbbqandevents.com.
And now, back to the Press Box on KBEC.
And we are back. Chad Hicks and Adam Olson here at the Press Box under the exquisite production of Mr. Yo-Yo Dave Van Zandt. And we got a guest in studio here, Jared Womack, who is the new executive athletic director. Yeah. The new executive athletic director of Waxahachie ISD, visiting with him. And so when we went to break, Coach, I had teased or whatever. I don't know if that's what you call it, but I wasn't going to leave out your family. So let's just jump right into that if we can.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, it might take a minute.
That's
the most
important part of the whole coaching process.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. No, and we're, like I said, we're blessed as a family to have this opportunity, but I've got a few. I'm really not helping the growth of Waxahachie right now, bringing my crew in.
It sounds like you got a basketball team, maybe.
Yes, sir. Basketball team. Yes, sir. And we do play some basketball too. So
good.
And I've already advanced everybody. So when I talk about them, they're going to be going into these grades because as a coach, this time of year,
you got to project.
You're projecting them into the next
depth chart. Let's go.
So I'll have
three weeks. It's close enough.
That's it. So I've got Hudson. Hudson's going to be a freshman next year. Hudson plays all the sports. He's also involved in one act play. He's a first child. He's a rule follower. He does all the things. He's kind of like an extra parent, which we need in our house. Then I have Grant. He's going to be a 2B eighth grader. Grant, once again, plays all the sports, loves baseball, loves football, loves basketball. He's just a fun-loving kid that gets after it. And then we have Brooks. Brooks is going to be my fifth grader. And, again, travel baseball. He plays all the different sports, and he loves Friday nights. He loves Tuesdays. He loves gyms. He has a love for all the different things in sports. And then me and my wife are going to try to have one little girl. And we had prayed, hey, please give us a little girl. And we got two girls out of the deal. So we have twin girls that are going to be going into second grade. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And again, they're playing their first season of softball right now. They love volleyball camp. They love to run around and hopefully they're going to be pretty tough with three older brothers. But then my wife, the one that has to deal with all the chaos all the time. She also grew up in West Texas and grew up and played all the different sports. She really excelled in softball, went and played at Oklahoma Christian and then ended up playing at Mary Hardin Baylor. Her dad was the head softball coach at Mary Hardin Baylor, and then her dad also was at that point left and went back to Abilene, which was kind of home for them, and he became the head softball coach at Hardin Simmons. So softball's been a big part of her life, she's a great supporter of what I do and what our kids do and what our community does, and we'll be traveling all over the state watching the Waxahachie and then all the different things our kids do. So we're an athletic family. We love athletics. We love what it teaches our kids and the values that it brings our kids, and are excited about coming here and being part of this community.
So is your wife in education as well?
She is not. She's a labor and delivery nurse, and she is she's done that, I guess, for 18 years now.
Okay.
As of right now, she's kind of been a PRN, a part-time nurse, and takes some trips back to Abilene to work some shifts there. She also works at Texas Health there in Stephenville. So her plan is to move. You know, obviously, she's going to be here and move her practice or her nursing practice to one of the local hospitals here.
Man, y'all are all about kids, aren't y'all?
Yeah, I think that's why we had so many. She loves the labor and delivery world and seeing the, you know, that exciting, most exciting time in a lot of parents' lives is the day their children are born. So she loves that atmosphere.
Cool. Okay, so now on to your position here in Waxahachie. So I have noticed in the past we would have an athletic director. But when the announcement came for your position, it was listed as the executive athletic director. So what does that exactly mean? I mean, you're getting a big fancy office on Gibson Street?
yes or no. I actually got my keys about 30, 45 minutes ago came here. So got to go look in the press box there in the facility there at the stadium, okay. Lumpkins Field, and got to go in. And man, it looks like that facility is well taken care of, something the community is very proud of. And I'm excited about being based there. You know, just when you talk about the position overall, you know, it's titled a little different, but it's going to be the same job. You know, it's going to be leading coaches, leading kids to go do our best every day. And you know, one of the challenges I'm excited about in moving here is the team that Dr. Hollingsworth has put together. And it was very apparent during the process of me going through the interview and getting to know these people that are in his downtown administrative office that there's a lot of people that are passionate about kids and passionate about doing things right. And they work hard every day, and they help each other. And the challenges that are coming with growth are going to be, you know, challenges that they're going to work together and have the best plan for our community, the best plan for our kids as they start to make decisions on rezoning and schools and those kind of things. But very excited. I think that was the thing that was most impressive to me was as I stepped in that building and got to start meeting some of his team. You know, I could really see that team was somebody that I wanted, that team I wanted to be a part of.
Coach, I got a question for you. From having sat in an AD head football coach's shoes before and seeing how you rose up through the ranks, all right, but going from Jim Ned to Stephenville, at Jim Ned you were AD and head football coach. At Stephenville you were a district AD. What were the challenges of that? And let me even back up and say, what made you decide to say, okay, I'm going to go from being a head coach and athletic director at a 3A school to then going into a larger district where you're the district AD but not the head football coach? Can you talk to me about that process and the decision-making involved and the challenges faced with it?
Yeah, sure. No, that's a great question. And I miss coaching every day. You know, I think a good mm-hmm. AD is someone that can really look into, you know, what they miss and help in those aspects. You know, I want to be available. I want to be someone a coach can talk to and bounce ideas off of. And you know, in the AD world, that could be a variety of things. But to answer your question first, I miss being a guy with a whistle around my neck every day mm-hmm. because I feel like, you know, I feel like you can impact those kids at a high level when you're that person. But then when I stepped into that AD role at Jim Ned as the head football coach, you know, the challenge there is you got to win. You know, there's two ways to lose your job if you're an AD head football coach.
Amen.
And that's not being a very good football coach, and that's not being a very good AD. And I feel like I was able to balance that world and really fell in love with the AD part of that, the support system of all the coaches there in Jim Ned, you know, a place that's rapidly growing, you know, for South Abilene and the successes they had. So when I saw that position in Stephenville pop open of, man, this is an opportunity to go do something I really fell in love with, you know, at a place that has a lot of tradition. position, I really felt like I had to take that opportunity. And again, was lucky enough to get that job. And you know, that I felt like the last 5 years we've done some great things there. And then, you know, as you look for a new challenge in life, as I tell my kids all the time, you know, it's good to be uncomfortable. It's good to do things that get you out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought, you know, man, this Waxahachie thing, it feels right. And once I came here and met that team, like I talked about a few minutes ago, you know, and the challenges that are going to be in this job, you know, that's what I think make people grow. Go get uncomfortable. Go do something that's going to be new. Go learn from people that are smarter than you in the room. And that's, again, that's where we're at today. And that's the desire to, you know, as you said, move from AD head football to AD, and then that, now this position here.
Yes, sir.
So, Coach, what does if you were a football coach, I'd say, what does a football team coached by Jerry Womack look like? But what does an athletic department that's under the tutelage and the management of Jared Womack, what does that look like?
Well, I think they're similar answers. You know, if I'm your football coach, I'm going to be a high energy guy that, yep, you know, when my feet hit the floor in the morning, I'm excited about going and impacting people. And as a coach, you're going to go impact kids. Yep. And so my job now is to make sure our coaches have all the tools that allow them to hit the ground running every morning, whether that's you know, things that will help them be better in their job, or just to, you know, a pat on the back and, hey, I appreciate what you're doing, and being an encouragement to them. Because these jobs our coaches have, they're tough jobs. You know, they're you know, a lot of people, they do their jobs in a setting that that no one gets to witness, you know, what they do. And in athletics, a coach, you know, they're out in the public eye two or three times a week, you know, and that's what they do, and that gives you know, the ability to be criticized or praised. And you know, that's a tough lifestyle to lead when you put yourself out there in front of everybody. But I think that's what coaches love too. They love to be in that moment with their kids, show off all that hard work that they've done in off season, and gives them the ability, you know, really just to go win and win at a high level. Because I think the expectation here in Waxahachie is winning at a high level, and I'm excited to be on that team.
The standard, right? So, all right, Coach, this is perfect. You talked about visibility, public eye, all right, and I've seen you on Twitter. So I know that Waxahachie ISD, and then I got to give a shout-out to Coach Tolleson, because I see he does such a remarkable job on social media of branding, and that's free advertising,
it's
right?
Huge.
So talk to us about the significance, both on a micro and a macro level for you in terms of social media. How important is that?
You know, it's very important, and that's why I'm excited to be here tonight. You know, I'm promoting Waxahachie Athletics from really the first day I'm here. And, you know, it's great to meet Yo-Yo and you guys, and y'all are just an extension of the successes we're going to have. But, yeah, you know, you've got to brand your product. You've got to get it out there. You know, it's a new world when it comes to tweets and likes and clicks and thumbs ups and all that good stuff. And, you know, we want to make sure that our kids are seen on those platforms, our coaches are praised on those platforms. You know, the local newspapers, and this is kind of, you know, nationwide, statewide, you know, there's you know, some of that stuff's kind of going away year by year. And
yes,
you don't really have the option, you know, to depend on, you know, I remember calling in scores and doing this and that with your local newspaper. And now it's more in your control now, but you got to make sure you're doing it right, and you got to make sure you're communicating those positive moments.
Amen.
Well, we got a lot to talk about, and unfortunately we're down to like 3 minutes, being that we got to leave early and all that sort of stuff for the baseball game to get it broadcast here on KBEC. So it's my understanding, though, Coach, you're scheduled or signed up or chosen to throw out the first pitch in tonight's baseball.
Let's go. Bring that gas, Coach.
Yeah, so
come on.
So what do you, I mean, I fair warned or tried to give you a little heads up that the cut slider is a surefire. It
yes, sir.
I mean, what are you thinking? What's your plan?
What's the game plan, Coach?
I'm gonna go with what you recommended, the cut slider. I'm gonna bring it. I'm gonna, you know, I went out two mornings ago and got Coach Donovan, one of our assistant baseball coaches there in Stephenville. I said, hey, meet me on the turf about 7:30, and I said, I got something I gotta tell you. He meets me out there. We unlock the gate. We get a bucket of balls out, and he's like, what are you doing? I said, listen, man, I've got to throw out the first pitch. I said, you know, I went through this interview process. I've coached in games. I've, you know, been involved in state champ. I said, I might not be, I mean, this might be the most nerve-wracking thing I've thought of in a long time.
Let me tell you, so in Waxahachie, Texas, they take their baseball
I understand
serious,
that. And it'll be the first time I've stepped out at Richards Park. And so, yeah, the pressure is real. And out of the comfort zone.
I don't mean to add pressure, Coach, but I'm telling you now, if you bounce it in there, walk out, get in your car, and just drive.
Well, I'm telling you right now, and Coach Dunham has said this. He said, no matter what, throw it hard and high, because if you bounce it off the back of the backstop, that's going to be a good thing.
Exactly. You're just a little wild. But if you bounce it in there, you can never recover.
Speaking this into existence, this will manifest itself.
That's right.
Coach is going to throw a straight fire in the strike zone, I'm calling it right now, Coach. I got to ask you one final question, Coach. All right, it's 4th and 15, man. You got no timeouts left. You're on plus 45. What's your call?
Yeah, I'm going to throw the deep cross with the post over the top.
Boom.
We're going to hopefully have that safety come down the deep cross, and we're going to complete that post for a touchdown to win it all.
There you go. Bingo.
Automatic. I'm fired up. I'm going to put my eye black on and go headbutt someone. Let's go.
Mr. Coach, Executive Athletic Director Jared Womack, thank you so much for being on here with us tonight. We appreciate it. Please come back. We got more to talk about.
Yes, sir.
I got a bunch of junior high sports I'd love to talk about.
Yes, sir.
I got a bunch of how do we get our community involved in our athletics and supporting our kids even more. I got a ton of stuff I'd love to talk
about. Well, I'd love to come back. Y'all let me know. Chad, thank you. Coach Olson, appreciate you.
Yes,
and
sir.
Yo-Yo, it's great working with you tonight.
Thank you. Good luck on your pitch.
Yes, sir.
All righty. That was former coach, current executive athletic director, Jared Womack.
We could talk to him all day, man,
absolutely.
All night.
It's easy to talk to
Coach. I can't wait to get him back.
Yeah, for
yes,
sure.
Sir.
And as JoJo is mandated, I guess you could say, we've got to cut off early a little bit tonight because we're about to go live with the baseball game. And the great voice of Ken Roberts and mm-hmm. Mike Turner.
Mm-hmm.
So we're about to switch over to that. But until next week, thank you for tuning in tonight. We'll see you next week right back here, 6 p.m., KBEC Radio, 1390 AM, 99.1 FM.
Peace.
Tell them good night, Yo-Yo.
Good night, Yo-Yo.
Listening to the Press Box on Classic Texas KBEC 1390 AM 99.1 FM and online at KBEC.com. The Press Box is brought to you by Jerry's J&W Carpets in Midlothian. Drive a little and save a lot at Jerry's J&W Carpets. Tune in every Monday night at 6 p.m. for the Press Box. And for more information, go to sports.kbec.com.